Ah, man. Silk Talk Podcast. Fucking episode 17. Get the fuck out. We're a little blurry. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your energy. We had some fucking difficulties.
Yeah, I was about to say we had a little technical difficulties, but we made it. We're here.
Appreciate you guys. We're live on two different accounts.
I'm silked the fuck out, as you can see, man.
Yeah, you look fire as fuck, man. How do you feel?
Like a new man.
Yeah, we really appreciate having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for everyone watching and being patient with us during this time. We were supposed to go live a little while ago, but we're fucking here.
Episode 17, Still Top Podcast, y'all. I'm going to try to be a little professional here. I'm like fuming. I'm very much fuming, but I'm at the same time.
Okay, we're here.
I'm very excited that we have a little blurry here. Thank you for coming through.
Of course.
I appreciate you being patient with us in this time with all the stuff that's going on. But you know what? Sometimes in life, you know, shit just don't go your way. And, you know, you got to just still hustle and grind through it. You feel me? So this is what we're doing right here, right now. So how you doing, Lil Blur? How's your day going?
Good. Just chilling, working. Got a lot of interviews and shit I'm working on, so.
Grateful. Yeah, you just did an interview yesterday, no?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on a little media run right now.
Yes, sir. You feel me? Just getting prepared for this new music. Got a lot of new things coming soon. Really grateful and excited.
What you got on the vault? What you working on right now? Is it just a couple singles, EP, mixtape?
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff coming. I have a new single called Nobody I'm releasing in, like, 2 weeks. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and then I'm probably going to be releasing, like, an album soon.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Is it going to be your first album?
Yeah, my first album.
Your debut.
Super excited, grateful, you feel me? Life's good.
Liddy, do you have a name for the album? Can you tell us?
Yeah. Blurry Vision, the album.
Blurry Vision, the album. Oh, we got to give it up for that. Blurry Vision, the album.
You feel me?
Blurry Vision, the album. Yes, okay. What's the inspiration behind the album?
Just going through shit in life in general. Like, just growing up, you know, music, I don't know.
Mm.
Life, you know.
Mm.
Just normal shit.
Okay. I feel that.
All of the above. It's not really, like, a specific meaning or anything. I don't know. Just, like, a bunch of new music.
Mm.
Super excited.
Okay, lit. And you kind of been in the public eye at a very, very young age, bro. I wanted to talk about that. Like, what is it like to go viral at such a young age and have so many eyes on you at such a young age?
Shit, it ain't much, you feel me? Just chilling for real.
Yeah.
Not shit. Been used to it. Been doing it for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been in the game for now?
Probably like how many years I've been in the game?
Yeah, yeah.
Since probably like 10 or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so was like 10 around, was that around the age when like you started blowing up, or is that just like when you've just been doing it from since?
Nah, I started blowing up when I was like 11. I started blowing up when I was 12.
That's crazy, 12. Bro. That's crazy. But how old are you now?
18.
Okay, lit.
Yeah.
Dang, so 6 years in it, killing it, doing your thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope.
We got ways to go, but I'm excited. You feel me? Grateful for everything.
That's awesome, bro. Well, thanks for coming to Silk Talk Podcast. I definitely wanted to give a big shout out to Mix Recording Studios for hosting us, of course. Just introducing myself, I'm Under the Deity. I'm a recording artist. You know, I moved to LA 3 years ago, just out here, just manifesting my dream. And, you know, it's been a great journey out here doing music. You know what I'm saying? So I could definitely relate to you with just having the hustle and the grind and, you know, just, you know, putting out your art, bro. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
It's not easy. And it's definitely requires a lot of vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? So
thank you, bro.
Yeah. That's, you know, keep doing your thing. You know, we in this together, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we artists out here trying to do our thing, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Divinity. Hello. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Here. Can you just tell me the passcode next time? You could just log in.
0416.
All right, thank you. My name is Divinity. I have a small herbal business called Healing with Divinity. I study herbs. I study plants.
Okay.
I study sound healing. I'm a yoga instructor.
Fire.
In the Matrix, I work as a nurse. I do many, many talents.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Thank you.
That's how it's
currently just working on getting my certification in herbs, like studying how plants heal the body. Damn. Working on opening my business back up. Mm-hmm. Working on little herbal tinctures.
What?
I'm excited to be here.
It's fire. Connect I need me. A sample, man.
You're about to get your life changed with sound healing. Say I think that. It really resonates with you. We talked about sound bowls earlier, which is like an instrument. It could be metal or crystal. And you bang it with like a type of like, I don't know what the term is for it. Like, I want to say like a stick, but it's not a stick. It's like made out of like granite.
Like a hard shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
granite.
Yeah, and then like.
It's like this little thing and you just like. Hit it.
I know what you're talking about. Turns. Yeah.
And that shit goes crazy, man.
I think you would really like that. It's called the sound bath.
Real sound healing shit, man.
No, 2024. For real. And like being an artist, you guys are sound healers, for real. Like
you guys are
putting out a certain frequencies for people to hear. And like through that, they either feel sad, happy. It's like a type of manipulation, for real. It's like magic.
Yeah, it's like as a music artist, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, we control and manipulate energy, bro.
You believe that?
Yeah.
You control and manipulate energy. Even, like, down to, like, performing. Like, I love to perform personally, bro. Like, when I get on stage, bro, and it's like, whether it's a bunch of people that know me or a bunch of people that have no idea who I am, you know, I love to be able to, like, elevate people's energy and, like, start mosh pits and get people hype and get people feeling good. And it's just like, it's energy manipulation. You know what I'm saying? You take your energy and you put it into other people and you can kind of like control them and make them do certain things. And it's a crazy thing, you know, even when you're just like listening to music, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's cool. I think being an artist is like one of the coolest things ever, bro.
Yeah. Being a good alchemist.
That's dope. Yeah. Did you always want to be an artist or?
Mm-hmm. My whole life.
Your whole life.
You just knew? Was that, like, the first thing, like, you knew you wanted to be?
Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, my mom always tells me, she says, when you were a baby, you used to always, your first words were, like, microphone, you feel me?
Wow. And like,
I used to be into guitars and amps and, like, drumming and shit.
That's when I was a kid,
so.
Do you play instrument?
Yeah, play hella instruments.
What is your, like, what instrument are you playing right now, like?
Oh, like, I don't really play any instruments right now specifically. I'm more focused on, like, my music.
Your voice? I guess your voice is your instrument right now?
Yeah. Just, like, being straight up, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have time for that right now. Really busy and shit.
No, I don't blame you. For real. But yeah, your voice is actually an instrument. Mm-hmm. You can, like, control it in different ways.
For sure.
No, that part. I wanted to talk about... So you went viral online, and then you caught the eye of Lil Boosie, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. And we got the rap snacks, too. For everybody on the
IG
Live.
We got the Boosie chips, man. We really got the Boosie chips.
For the TikTok Live, and then for the regular
I'm
YouTube.
Excited to try these, man.
Yeah, man.
These are my favorite chip.
You never tried these?
Nah, I eat these all the time, man. These are my favorite. I'm just hungry for them. Low
key, I feel you.
I ain't had my Boosie chips in a few days, man. I'm having withdrawals, bro.
Should we break them open or what you want to do? You want to give it a little bit longer? Or?
Fuck it, man. Let's try
it
right now.
You got to do the honors first, my man.
All right, bet.
You got to get the...
Let's get it, man. These we didn't have the noodle. I'm sorry, boo. But
sorry, boo.
Hey,
I've never tried these ones, so it's about to be my first time.
These shits go crazy.
Ooh, they smell good, bro. All right, let's see.
Oh my god.
How do they taste?
They're the best fucking chip, man. Don't lie, bro.
Ooh-wee wavy. Boosie Louisiana heat.
You lying if you say they not good, bro.
Nah, they good.
I want to try some.
They good, bro.
You lying, bro.
They good.
Eat a few more for me, bro.
Nah, you're buffing.
Come on.
Shout out Boosie, man. Hey, Boosie, man.
Shout out Boosie, I love you, man.
We need to get you down here to Soul Talk Podcast, man. Come show love to the Young Bucks, man. We appreciate you finding little blurry, showing a little blurry to the world. What was that like, bro? Like,
was
so did you randomly process. Just get a DM and then it was just Lil Boosie, or like how'd that go down? Break that down.
When I was a kid, I was chilling with my old manager.
Mm-hmm.
Great memory, man. I always remember this day. I was chilling at the this sushi place with my pops, and Boosie had DM'd us.
Wow.
You feel me? He hit me up. He was like, "You fire, bro. On the next few months or a few months later, some shit. Sign the paperwork for a recording contract." So I was under syndicate. And me and Boo are still, you feel me, cool to this day. That's always been my big bro, and he never switched up on me. So
that's
I love
like
him.
That's like love. That's
you feel
right.
me?
That, like 10
I'm never
years
gonna
in.
Switch up on bro either. You feel me? I'm gonna make sure when I get a deal one day, to make sure I throw bro hella bread. You feel me? For my deal, because he changed my life. I'm always gonna be loyal. Type shit. You feel me?
That's beautiful, bro. Like, especially in this industry, bro. Coming from an artist who's been in L.A. and been to all types of events and been around all types of artists on all different types of levels, bro, like, you really got to be careful with the company you keep. You know, there's a lot of people who can be in the industry who give you these false expectations and give you these broken promises. You know what I'm saying? And I had to throw that in there.
That could be real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes people just want to take advantage. You feel me? So it's hard to find genuine people in the industry. So you're definitely really blessed to come across such a genuine person, you know what I'm saying? Especially someone like a legend like Lil Boosie, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was looking and doing some research, like, around the time when he discovered you, and, you know, he brought you to No Jumper. He was, like, bringing you. He brought you around everywhere. And he really, like, you know, put you in the forefront. So that's love, bro, for real. That's love, for real. Have you seen Lil Boosie recently? When's the last time you seen him? Has it been a while?
My bad, bro.
I know they bussing, right?
Got a mouthful of them Boosie chips, man.
Yeah, them Boosie chips got you. You know what I'm saying? These are actually good, too. But, yeah. Yo, when was the last time you seen Boosie,
bro? I ain't snitching, but these gotta have, like, crack in them or some shit. These so good, man.
I don't know. I'm actually gonna read the ingredients off. Potatoes, vegetable oil, crack rock. No, I'm joking. Nah, this shit really good. Shout out Boosie. Boosie, come down to Soap Talk.
My
man.
Bad, bro.
No, you go, you go.
What were you saying before that?
When's the last time you seen Boosie?
2019, October. Have a good memory.
Before the pandemic. Yeah, pandemic really changed people.
I went there with my boy, Dolterio.
You can't go into him.
Love you, T. We love you, man. You feel me? If you're watching this, we love you.
I want to guess your zodiac. Are you a Taurus? Are you a Taurus?
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo.
Virgo.
Yeah, we've been around hella Virgos.
Now, that explains it. Wow, wait, hold on, pause. That's crazy. We've been meeting hella Virgos lately.
Yeah.
Like, this is the season. Me and Divinity have been meeting hella Virgo. Chris is a Virgo.
Virgos are the best, man, when it comes to, like,
Virgos
being loyal.
Virgos are the loyalest fuck, and they're, like, some of the
we
best
like
people to have
people,
on your team.
You feel me? That's why, like, I don't feel like we got an ego, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to build and shit.
Yeah, y'all just trying to build. And y'all have really great attention to detail. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when we was having this shit show trying to get the fucking live stream going.
I got ADHD, bro, so, like, I be all over the place, you feel me?
But that could be a good thing, though. That could be a good thing, though, because it's like you peep certain things that people might not peep. Like, I love having Virgos on my team. I love working with Virgos. Like, they're always on time. They pay OD attention. Like, they peep certain shit that other people might not peep. And once they set their mind to something, bro, y'all do not stop.
They say, like,
damn, that's crazy.
They say that the zodiac sign you manifest around you the most is, like, something you need to work on or something that's, like, coming into your life for you to focus on. And, like, I feel like for us, it's, like, it could be, like, being on top of it or, like, making sure we're organized because, like, that's
literally
what Virgos are. So, like, it's cool to, like, you can use what you're around to understand yourself more, too.
I feel like that's a big part of it, you know, just living day to day, learning.
Literally.
Not having an ego, accepting that, you know, we're not all perfect and shit.
No, yeah. How does Lil Blurry define ego?
Hmm?
What do you think an ego is? How would you define ego? It's a hard question.
Two meanings. So.
Okay, go ahead.
One could be like having an ego, and then two is like your ego. Mm-hmm. And the ego, your ego could be like I don't know.
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
But like, how can I explain this better? How would you describe ego?
That's a weird one. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a hard question to answer. Like, I would say an ego is like a type of judgment you put on others or yourself, or like a type of status you give yourself based on what you've been through.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So yeah, like, a little bit. Yeah.
So like,
I feel like it's like your ego, like, you know what I'm saying? It could be like, it's hard to explain.
Thinking yourself highly of others based on what you've been through.
Okay.
So like, if you were to have an ego, an example would be like, say you're a superstar. You can have ego and be like, I can't talk to this person because like I'm in a certain status. You know what I mean? And that is a portrayal of ego. Because like, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying an example. Like, that's how some people can have an ego. It's like, an ego can just be described as like you thinking better of yourself based on what you have, what you're in, what you're around. That's what ego is.
Damn. But
you not having ego is like realizing like, okay, I'm like everyone else. Like I'm a good person. Like I live not based off what I'm around. I live based off like how I feel in the moment and things like that. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that's deep, damn. that's a lot to comprehend.
That's very deep. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I didn't think of it like that.
But like, now just I'm tripping, being man. Down to earth is having less of an ego.
Okay.
Yeah, being down to earth. But you're not egotistic at all. You're very humble as fuck.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all too.
And like being grateful, having gratitude is having less of an ego as well. But they also say that sometimes we need to have an ego because it protects us, you know, from like being taken advantage of, being used. So
that's what I was trying to say. Sorry, guys.
No, it got deep. Okay. Were you able to log in?
I just meant like almost like if something happens to you, like you can have an experience where you have to control your own ego. That's what I meant. Like inside of you. That's all I was saying.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but some people don't even know what ego is.
Controlling yourself as in your own ego. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. But some people don't even know what an ego is. Like if you say like, oh, you have ego. Like some people, they're not even familiar with the term or like understand exactly what it is. And it's so hard to explain like in layman's terms.
Yeah.
But it's just like believing that you're better than something based on the situation you're in or based on what you're around. That's like the best way I can describe it. But sorry, it got really deep.
Nah, it's all good.
Sometimes you gotta take it down.
Sometimes feel like I'm just on shrooms or some shit. My bad.
Have you ever tried shrooms before?
Nah.
You never did? Would you ever be interested in it?
I don't know. Maybe one day. Shit. I don't really.
I feel like
glorify drugs for my image, but you feel me? I'm open to like medicine and shit.
Yeah, you're open to like psychedelic herbalistic. Medicine.
I feel like it's good for people, you feel me, if it's like therapy.
Yeah, it's therapy because it brings you closer to pieces of your brain that you might have not unlocked yet.
Yeah, whatever's natural, you feel me? And just fuck with God, you know, nature. Trying to keep it real.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. That part. Mm-hmm. And speaking of keeping it real, what do you think, if you could put it on one thing, what do you think Lil Boosie saw in you that made him believe in you?
He saw a light.
Wow.
He saw a thunderbolt, you feel me? Mm. Blurry vision. That's what he saw, man.
He saw that blurry vision. He
saw that blurry vision. Mm. But now, in all seriousness, I think he saw a superstar, man, because we're going crazy. We got a lot of stuff coming soon. And, you know, I feel like just it's a blessing to have so much going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Always for myself. Like, we're independent, you know.
That's
just me and my boy and, you know, anyone that's involved with, like, producing or helping with videos and shit. So we're all just super grateful, you know, just to keep shit moving.
Mm. That's dope. And speaking of that, so what do you see, what would you say, like, what's your vision for your music or yourself as an artist?
Hmm?
Like, what's your vision for yourself as an artist, like, 5 years from now? Like, what is it you're working towards in your music career?
That's a great question.
Shit, well, I'm working towards being able to support myself and able to become one of the greatest, you know, and just be up there, be able to tour, be able to do shit that I've always dreamed of. I'm doing my first tour this year.
Hey, and, congrats.
You know, we got Blurry Vision Tour 2024, so looking forward to it. Excited to see all y'all there, man. Real Ooh. Talk.
Okay, okay. You know how, is it like set in stone, like how many cities you're doing, how many stops you got, or?
Yeah, right now we're figuring out all the dates, but everything will be posted soon.
That's lit, bro. Mm,
that's very exciting. Must okay. be so hype.
Yeah, I'm hella excited hella about that.
It's my
bro.
Second tour. First tour, I went on tour with that girl, Lele.
Oh,
and my boy, Terrio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dope, dope, bro.
Hell
that's
yeah.
litty. Speaking of tour, me and Divinity, we're planning a tour. So, like I told you earlier, we have this event company called BKO Fest.
We do a lot of things.
We do a lot of things, bro. Like me being a music artist, and we got the podcast, and we got the event company. So we threw this fire show called BKO Fest back January 11th. It was super duper lit. And then we're going to be working on our first tour. It's going to be a small one. We're probably going to do like LA, New York, Boston. So we're very excited for that. But yeah, as an artist, bro, touring is super duper important. You know what I'm saying? Super duper important.
Performing is very important too.
No, hell yeah, hell yeah. But we would love to have you on one of the stops, bro, for real, for the tour.
Hmm?
We'd love to have you on one
of
the stops.
What are your dates like? What is it looking like?
Not sure yet. Not sure yet. It's still in the air now. We still got to set everything in stone, but I'll get your phone number and shit. And then once we get everything lined up, I'll hit you up.
Mm.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. OD.
Yeah, I'm gonna be excited to see all my fans and shit this year. So,
are you doing like
tickets
meetups?
Coming soon? Yeah, meet and greets.
Are you
so
doing meet and greets?
If you buy a ticket, you feel me? We're doing free meet and greets.
My God, that's exciting.
For the whole tour, free meet and greets. Merch, too. We're not free merch, but we're going to probably have merch.
Have you had any wild fan experiences?
A lot.
Yeah, can you talk about one?
I don't know. You got to, like, ask me some shit. I don't know. I can't.
What is one of your most wild fan experiences that you won't forget? That you haven't forgot? It's, like, embedded in your brain. Like, this experience you had with this fan. It could be good or bad. Whatever you want.
Mm. Well, a lot of y'all know this from the OG days, man. We had this one dude make an account called Mrs. Blurry. I was like, what the fuck? When I was a kid.
It was a
fake dude. It was a dude whom I actually know the kid. I ended up playing Fortnite with him. He's cool and shit, but
I'm crying.
He
oh
made
God,
a page called Mrs. Blurry, and it was a fake. It was just like a Getty Images picture of like a mom. And everyone for the longest time thought it was my mom.
No wow. way.
But that's probably one of them. Two is just like on the regular, you know, I be getting trolled a lot and shit, but
mm-hmm.
fuck the trolls, man. Still counting this money.
Hey,
you
on,
be
man.
Getting what?
Hmm?
What did he say? You get what? Like hated on?
Just
trolled.
Trolled.
No, I don't
give
a fuck. I don't pay attention to that. I'm just saying fuck mm-hmm. the trolls.
Yeah. How do you deal with, like, since you came up for such a young age and like such a, like since you were 12, like how do you deal with the haters?
What's up with y'all, man?
How do you deal with like the hater energy since you were like young? Because like, you know, when you're like 12, 13, like that's like going through puberty, like, you know, that's hard to like have people say fucked up shit about you when you're young as fuck. Like, how did you deal with that?
Making music, just doing a lot of self-reflecting, you know, not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
just grinding and shit. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, just, like, not caring what people have to say.
Nope.
Nope.
You know?
They always say, like, no matter what. Because
a lot of people make, I didn't mean to cut you off, but a
no,
lot of people,
okay.
they
so sweet.
They say bullshit. They, you know, they make lies about me, and they try to knock me down and shit, but we don't, just don't pay that any mind, because it's sad, you know? And it's really sad. Some people are really bored with their life, and I don't even take it personal. I just feel bad for some people to twist things and make me look bad, or even just, you know, talk shit. Just a lot of people have done stuff in the past, and they just try to forget about it and just keep going. you know.
Wow, that's like very mature for someone your age to say that. I feel like not a lot of people can deal with hate that way. So shout out to you. Like,
yeah, it's real. Definitely not fun because there's always two sides to the story. Mm-hmm. And people want to make me look like the bad guy because of my name. And I always remember it's because of that. If you get to know me, you know I'm not a bad guy. So
people judge you based off your name, Lil Blurry?
Yeah, like, I my old music and shit, but I think it's funny if people still judge me based on my past, because what we got in the new works is, like, so crazy, y'all aren't even ready. Like, this shit's dumb. Like, we're really going so fucking crazy, bro.
That's very exciting. They say if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Plaques on the way, man. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. You ever heard of that?
You feel me? That's just regular shit, I feel like.
Yeah.
Regular shit.
And, like, I feel like what's very unique about you, just meeting you, I feel like a lot of people, you have just have a lot of gratitude, and I feel like that would bring you so far in your life, and I feel like that's why you got to this point. You're so great. You beam so much gratitude.
You really are a light, bro.
You're a light bulb. Yeah. And, like, to come up for such a young age and to say, like, I was hated on in this way, and, like, just brushing it off and, like, self-reflecting. Like, people your age don't do that. So, like, I feel like that's a good sense of, like, you're going to be so successful in your
life.
One
day type shit, huh?
Yeah, that's, like, that's some lit-ass shit. I would have never got that from you just, like, seeing you online. I would have never got that from you. So well,
that's the beauty of the podcast.
Thank you
so
much.
I feel like we Soap Talk Podcast, we always show a side of people that, like you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, people come on our platforms and we really bring, like, that genuine energy out of them.
No,
that.
That,
like, normally you wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bro, you devoured that bag, bro.
He was hungry.
Like, I wasn't hungry, bro. Them chips go crazy,
them
bro.
Chips is busted. Like, he really means
it. I'm not capping, bro. Look.
Oh, snap.
Oh, fuck. That bitch up for me.
That's okay.
These mics are tripping, man. I don't know. I haven't even before. Last interview. I did one before this last one.
Put that into the mic. Let's do a little ASMR. ASMR, a little ASMR.
I just got sidetracked.
Who are some celebrities you've met that left you starstruck?
Oh, this is a good one, man.
And which had... Okay,
this is a good one.
Go ahead.
Bro, when I shot... I think I'm hot and I'm tripping, bro. But when I did my video with DJ Khaled... Pretty sure Flo.
Wow, dude.
I'm
that
pretty
must
sure
have been
Flo
crazy.
Flo Rida was in that bitch.
For real?
Yeah. I think I seen him after the video. Like, I think they was telling me he was in it, and I was like, "What? Flo Rida? I listened to him when I was a kid, man."
Bro, I seen that video. That video was crazy. Inspirational, bro. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
it was a good song, bro. One thing
appreciate
I do want to say,
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't trying to cut you off, but
nah,
we re-recorded that bitch. And
you what?
We re-recorded the song, bro, and I like the first one more. That's some shit I wanted to say one day, because a lot of y'all think that was like the one, like that, like people think I was crazy for putting that out, but like, you feel me, I didn't even want to re-record it. And that was just a decision made by my team to re-record it. Like, if it was up to me, I would have put it out before. I think it was up to we had to get clearance or something with Khaled. Mm-hmm. So that's why we recorded it, which is okay and shit. But, like, you feel me? I like the first version we made before that, you know?
Yeah. Wow, that's just wild.
I might, like, leak it one day or some shit, you know?
Yeah,
put
you should.
Put it out, the first version, you know?
Mm.
Who knows?
I feel that.
If I'm allowed to, shit, I don't know.
Yeah,
no.
For real, you have
you
to have,
you
like...
know how that energy works.
Yeah, for real.
No,
yeah.
I was finna say, bro, like, I feel like the...
My bad, yeah.
No, you're
continue.
Good. You've had a lot of improvement in your music, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you,
from
man.
One artist to another, bro, like...
Appreciate that.
And not saying your music when you first made wasn't good. Your music is always good. But I'm just saying, like, your music from when you first started to the music you're making now, bro, I'm like, whoa. Like, this one
Thank
song
you
dropped, it was called, you dropped it recently. It's called, like, Tonight.
Growing Up?
Nah, it was, like, Tonight
Waste
or something.
Waste My Time?
No. It's, like, one of your newer ones. It starts with a T.
I never dropped some called Tonight. My bad.
It's
Play My Part. Play My Part.
Like, name Maybe. Off the recent ones you just dropped.
Okay, bro. Play My Part.
Okay. Wasn't that one?
Growing Up. Waste
no.
My Time.
For real?
Can you, like, say it out?
I gotta look it up,
can
bro.
Can you sing it for him, Paul?
I don't remember how it goes off the top of my head.
Give me like a few minutes and I'll sing it, man.
Hold on, I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
We would love for you to sing.
I got you. Y'all just got to give me a bit. I'll get up.
All right, we would love for you to sing.
Vocals. It was all good.
But y'all got to place them in the back, man. I'm not doing
telephone calls, bro.
You want to do acapella?
No acapellas, man.
This one.
Oh, my bad.
It starts with a T, bro.
Dude, what the fuck?
I'm tripping, bro.
I'm tripping now, man. How did I forget that one?
I ain't got no one no T. What you talking about? I got no one no T.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said sing growing up.
Okay.
Someone said sing growing up.
Play it, then. Let's do it. Fuck it.
I gotta pull it. You got to give me a sec. Is it on your, I got to pull up on your y'all. We finna do this for you. You said sing growing up. We finna have a little Blurry sing growing up, y'all.
That was one of the requests from his fans?
Yeah,
from
someone, the Blurs? Someone just said right now.
Request from the Blurs.
From the Blurs.
I love that name.
Let's do it.
I couldn't wait for this moment.
Blurry is the best, they said.
Growing up, I had a dollar and a dream. Teachers thought I wouldn't amount it.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yo, what the fuck?
Chris's mic is fucking crazy.
Hold on, run it back.
Run it back.
Yo, Chris, it keeps falling, gang.
It needs to be, like, shorter.
God said, hold on, man.
You gotta play less of him, of the recording singing. You gotta sing a cappella. Yeah, we sing it with the beat.
Keep the beat. We're gonna run it back.
I don't got no this set. My you. Live this live settings or nothing.
Ash 10. This is for you right here. We're running it back.
Say it again.
I don't do acapellas, man.
He's like, I don't do acapellas.
I'm really holding the y'all up to the y'all right now. It's crazy.
Just on my Instagram if y'all want to see it.
On the Blurry Instagram.
Exclusive shit. Growing up, I had a dollar and a dream. Teachers thought I wouldn't amount to anything. Pops wasn't there, so I had to hold it down. Make my mama proud. Look at me now, though. Go with the shots, but I survived, though. And when I pull the screws from my saliva, yeah, it gets slowly at the top. If I thought the world would become my mind. It's my dance now, 100 bands now. I'm a proud now. Look at me now, though, yeah. Look at me now, though. Yeah, yeah. It's barely 7:30, yeah, it's early and I'm winning. You been on the block, yeah, she hot, I'ma get in it. It ain't my fault, I got options, shoes and got me spinning. Once I smell you fake, I'll be wishing you good riddance. Yeah. Grew up with the shirts, but I survived, though.
Let's go.
But when I pull a skirt, on my saliva, yeah, it gets lonely at the top. Never thought the world would become all mine. Dance now. 100 bands now, mama proud now. Look at me now though. Look at me now though.
So talk,
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah. Back on my phone, grease on the phone. Back at
too,
the
okay?
times I had to grow up alone.
Ooh.
Long.
Ooh.
Leave
man,
all the bullshit
wow.
in the rear view.
Ooh, a little acapella with this.
Let's get this shit, man. Love y'all.
That was the first time we had an artist actually like sing on.
Yeah, actually
podcast.
Like do their song.
I know.
We might have to do that more often. Okay.
I hit him with the look at me now though. Grew up with the shorts, but I survived though. Now when I pull the skirt, my saliva. Yeah, it gets lonely at the top.
Skirt.
Wow.
It gets lonely at the top.
That shit.
Okay, well,
no auto tune, man. Stop
blurry,
playing with
no
me.
No auto tune. Oh snap! You got that video on your IG, bro. No auto tune,
yeah.
Bro. Would you? How old were you in here?
I was like 9.
Camera. This right here, legendary.
She said that's my favorite song so far. I love you. Appreciate the support.
We literally.
Means so much to me, man. I love you, Ashlyn. Thank you.
We literally just had a little Blurry. Serenade y'all on a live stream, and for those watching on YouTube, we just got a little Blurry to serenade y'all, man. If y'all don't motherfucker subscribe,
boy, I'll be mad as hell.
You have crazy. A beautiful voice.
Thank you, appreciate you.
Have you ever did like singing classes or anything like that?
Nah, only like 2 or 3, or like 5 or 6.
Two, three, five or six.
Maybe like 15, 16.
Yeah, maybe. Fuck yeah. I haven't done that many though, bro.
Do you plan on taking more? Do you want to take more?
Yeah, I want to take some classes. For sure, but I'm more of a self-teacher, if that makes sense. Like, shit's not that hard for me, bro. Yeah, I'm self-taught. Like, that's what I meant. Like, yeah, the breath control is easy, honestly. You can just replicate it. For me, it's easy. I just can hear how another singer does it and, like, mimic it. The breath control and the fucking cadences is all easy for me. It's never been hard.
You're a really smart kid, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Appreciate you're smart it. As hell.
Thank you.
You're smart as fuck.
I never knew because I never talked to you.
Thanks,
and I didn't think you were dumb. I just didn't know you were this smart.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? Thank
you. Yeah, nah, bro. You're already like already like a viral sensation, but like I see that for you now because like how you are. Like you're for super sure. grateful. And
yeah,
like
now I know you're like
that's
you're,
love. Thank
you're
you.
You're legit. Good,
bro. You just gotta keep going and like just like seeing the improvement, you know what I'm saying? Like you're improving, you know what I'm saying? You're still super duper young.
You're
so
still
like,
so young.
Your future is so bright, bro. Like just keep your foot on the gas, bro. Keep your foot on
the gas. Yeah, I'm not gonna switch up, I promise y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay positive and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, if you could stay positive, getting hated on at 12 years old when you're like going through puberty, you're fucked. That was probably the hardest shit, bro. Like, if you can get through that.
Shit wasn't even hard, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you can go through that.
Right now is the problem, right? And it's not even hating. It's like right now is the issue with life. You feel me? Like, having to go. It's that next stage. We're in a transitioning phase. So right now it's like I'm playing Russian roulette and I'm willing to do that. Like, you feel me? I'm transitioning to more mainstream music. I'm trying harder. I'm taking a risk. I'm not doing some trendy music. I'm really taking the risk to put out some quality over that quantity. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm on. No one's telling me to do this type of records. No one's telling me to move how I'm moving. I'm doing this because I know that I'm already going. I'm shooting for the mainstream, and I know I'm going to be on that list.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be on that list, bro. Like, the music is there. Like, the music is there, bro. I'm not even gassing
you
up.
Thank you, bro. Nah,
if I didn't think it wasn't good, I would just stay quiet.
You,
you know what I'm saying? Yes, so, I keep doing your thing, bro. And yeah, I'm excited to, you know, to see what the future has in store for you, bro.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And super appreciate you even taking the time to come out here, bro, for
most
real.
Definitely,
and,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get some work in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some work out. I would love to show you, once we wrap up the pod and shit, let's show you some of my music, bro.
For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? We could just kick it, talk some more.
Hell yeah, we'll
talk. Sam. Oh, dude.
Maybe we'll do a part two for y'all. Who knows?
Yeah, we might have to do a part two.
With
the
sound bowl, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. When I drop my project,
it'll
be this summer. So if y'all are down, we can do like a little part two.
Fuck yeah, we're down.
Bro, I'm with all that, bro. Like, this is the year for me. This is the year of collaboration, bro. I've never been big on features and stuff like that. I've always just kind of did my thing solo. But this year, I really realized the power of collaboration.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I feel like
I agree. I feel like this year it's like been like that's been like the whole thing for us. You feel me? Me and my boy, you feel me? He's in the cut right now. Shout out gang. Yeah, you feel me? Me and my boy been running this shit up, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Real talk, running around, shooting content, linking with people. Mm-hmm. It's a real grind, and I feel like collaboration is everything, because when you can network with other people, you can build with them and just bounce off each other's ideas and shit. It's 100%. Like good for the brain, and you feel what I'm saying? It's really just good in general, bro.
No type shit. They say two heads are better than one, and like they really mean that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you
most
know,
definitely.
Building my team and just, you know, just I just been really blessed, bro, to just be able to surround myself with like such creative, talented individuals, bro.
Yeah.
And like whatever I can do to help anyone elevate or take their craft to the next level or give them a platform to showcase, like I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
A big believer in karma too, and you know, when you
same
help other
here,
people
man.
And you give that good energy, it helps you elevate even faster.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like most of the world is just like for self, me,
ego.
You know what I'm saying? And like it's like I don't want to help anyone because if I help people, they're gonna
yeah. That's
blow up.
The, that's what I meant by ego, y'all. Mm-hmm. My bad.
No.
Like
no,
that's
you know
that's
ego
the
is.
Ego. Like,
yeah.
You said it correctly.
Yeah. I just had like a hard way of saying it. You feel me?
It's hard to define what ego is.
It's kind of that's kind of trippy how you can't really say it either.
Yeah. It's like what is love? Like, you can't really define what love is.
Yeah. It's like so deep. You can't really.
Deadass.
I feel like you can only give like examples.
A personal experience of it.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, it's like a personal definition.
I have a really cool question I want to ask you.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
the most impactful thing that you learned on your music journey so far? So I want you to say one harsh thing that you learned and one, like, more positive thing that you learned.
More positive and more harsh?
Yeah, one example of each.
That I've learned?
Yeah.
In this one more positive thing that I've learned is, like just you can't fall off. Like, you feel me? You just can't type shit.
What do you mean by that?
Like, for me, it's like, I can't. People used to say, oh, you fell off. And I didn't even know what that shit was for when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me now, it's like, I laugh at that when people say that, because I never will fall off. I'm always outside. I'm always doing shit. I'm always, you feel me, in the studio with some other artists. Like, I'm literally always doing shit. I'm never going to fall off, because this is just my life. Like, I'm just not going backwards. So, I'm not letting no internet do judge me, is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's the positive part. Just being like, you feel me, self-loving and shit, yeah, grinding and not giving a fuck. And then the negative part could be like having to let, or this is also positive, but it's also a little more negative, is mm-hmm. letting people go who you thought were like gang and shit. You feel me?
Fuck.
Just in general.
Damn.
Let's
talk about that.
Damn.
You want to go first, or you want me to have him?
It's just weird because you ever heard of this, Lil Blurry? Everything that is around you is a reflection of you. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Like, everything that's surrounded you is, like, a reflection of what you're going through, but, like, shown in the outside way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you saying that is, like, me and Andre going through things like that where we're, like, losing people that we're very close to. And, like, you don't know that we're going through that, but you mentioned it. Mm. So that's crazy because, like, it's, like, your reflection of us.
Literally.
Like, I understand. How have you been dealing with losing people that are very close to you? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, one, you just gotta take it in, like, okay, these people don't fuck with you anymore, or whatever the circumstances is, and then you just gotta move on. So for me, it was just keep going and, you know, forget about it. You know, it's not a big deal, because I can't let anybody take my energy or drain my energy type shit. Like, you feel me? I'm just working. Can't let nobody, like, that's the move, you know? Could be a drainer type shit. You gotta be real cautious who you spend your time with.
No. Damn. Yo, you woke as fuck, bro.
In your own way. Lil Blurry was
you cool. I'm not surprised, because people on the podcast, like, I'm telling you, every artist that we bring that you wouldn't think that they're on that shit, they're on that shit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so fucking cool to see, like,
I know. Like, y'all, the viewers may think, like, it's cool, but, like, us as the host is, like, this shit's 10 times as cool, because we get to be here and, like, you know what I'm saying, have these amazing discussions and, like, talk about these things and have these connections with some of the guests that we've brought on that's, like, we would never think, you feel me? So,
okay.
We relate to 110% on that, bro. Like, you know, like Divinity said, we're going through the same thing, and it's, like, you know, like I told you earlier before we started the live stream, people always support your dreams until they start working, bro. When you're in that beginning phase, people be like, oh, yeah, I support you, da-da-da-da, we're going to go out, da-da-da-da. Then things start working, things start going in motion, you start doing numbers, you start going places, and then you really start to see people's true intentions and how they really feel about what you got going on. You literally see the insecurity come out of people, bro.
And it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll always have love for certain places and certain people, but I'm on some new shit, you feel me? I'm trying to move out to, you feel me? I'm trying to move out my hometown, you feel me? These are things that I just want to do as I'm growing up, because I still always will have love for my city and, you feel me, represent it coming out of it as a young artist.
Yeah.
I'll always have love, but I'm trying to experience new things. That's literally just all it is. Like, I'm just trying to experience new parts of life. You feel me?
Yeah, and I think moving to LA is a really smart move.
I just don't want to be in, like, the same place where I grew up type shit. All my homies are in college, like, you feel me? It's time to, like, move out and start working on music. So that's been, like, part of the transitioning phase, like I was talking about. So a lot has been, it's just been, like, a hard time in my life because it's, like, very new to me, but it's also a good part of my life too, because it's new to me and I'm excited for it. It's just like growing up in general, so that's why I put out that song growing up, I feel like it really talks about, you feel me, my life. It's one of my biggest records we've put out recently. So, feel me.
Yeah. That's hey, deep. Bro. Like, how, seeing your friends go to college, and like obviously you probably don't want to go to college, right? Like, like, it must be such a weird, it must like really separate you from like your people, because you're like, you guys are on this path of like going to college, and like I'm on this path of like making this shit a fucking reality and making it a dream come true. So like, I can understand why you might be in that transition of like losing friends, because you're going into separate things in your life. Yeah, you know?
But most like, definitely.
When you lose people, like me and Anu have been realizing, you gain fucking cool ass new ones. Like, every time you lose a person, you gain a person 10 times more aligned in your path, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I relate it to like sports teams. You know, like, you have a certain sports team and they may trade like a big player, but in return, they get another big player who's like kind of fits the team better. I feel like that's how like this shit works in life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and, you know, sometimes people come into your life to teach you certain things and have you experience certain things. And once you learn what you need to learn and experience what you need to experience, they kind of exit your life. And then someone else who's more aligned with your current path comes into your life.
And that could even do with like the bad things too. Like, now that I think about that, like, so certain bad things that might happen to me, or, you know, people try to fuck with me and shit. That is just, that's the devil. And if you give in your energy, then that's how things go bad. You got to ignore all the bad energy if you want to be successful and like have a high vibration.
No, 100%.
Bro. 100%.
Because you know what? You always manifest the things you pay the most attention to.
Yeah.
So if you pay attention to the negativity, you're just going to attract more and manifest more of the negativity.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, this year has been a big year about self-reflection and just paying my own lane, like doing my own thing, not letting people fuck with me at all. Like,
bro, I'm such on that vibe right now. It's crazy.
I used to be
it's
like
so
kind of like cool everyone just for you know, just because I'm a nice guy. That's what it is. I don't fuck
light.
With people just to fuck with people. But I'm a nice person, so I used to let people in. But I've learned that that's not the way to go. Like, you can't just let people in. Like, especially if your vibration's high, that's not the move. You gotta really watch everybody out. You feel me? And focus on you, type shit. Not to be like lame or anything either. Like, have fun, do what you need to do. But like, just be mindful, you know, and cautious. Yeah. You know, that's all people's intentions.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to get used, or you don't want someone to fuck with you or use you or some shit. You know.
That's No, I could definitely say on my journey, bro. Like, I've had my fair share of people who used and abused me and took an advantage and underappreciated me, bro. And I've had to learn the hard way a couple times, bro. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, once I'm at a point now where it's like, man, if anyone, you know, disrespects my energy or doesn't undervalues my energy or doesn't appreciate my energy, I got the binoculars on, bro. I got tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
deep,
I feel like that's why, as of lately, I've just been having so many amazing experiences where, like, I threw BKO Fest, and it was amazing. I had some of the dopest artists in LA perform, and I got to headline. I had a great birthday party in the studio, and we live streamed, and it was crazy. And I made some bangers with Jen Winter. Shout out Jen Winter.
Shout out Jen Winter,
you know?
Bro.
And then, you know, and now I'm sitting here with Lil Blurry, bro. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just goes to show, whatever you focus on the most, you attract more of that. Yeah, and, you know, the universe always has a way of showing us when we're on the right path. You feel me?
I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah. You feel me?
Stay on that high-ass vibration.
Yes,
and, like,
sir.
I really like that you said... Well, you're distracting me.
Sorry.
I'm losing my train of thought.
My bad. Trying to keep this here.
Yeah. Damn, I lost my train of thought now.
It's all good.
Okay. I'll remember it.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'll bring
Take
it back
your time. Take your time. Let's see. Oh, okay. Boom. What advice do you have for the next generation coming after you, of maybe people who are trying to get into the music industry, from what you've experienced so far with all the attention and all the wins that you've been having and having to cut people off, for someone who may be trying to follow in your footsteps, what advice do you have for them?
Just keep going. Don't give up, and try to be different. try to don't try to copy anybody. Be yourself, you know. Just love yourself, and don't listen to anybody if they try to knock you down. You feel me? Type shit.
Oh yeah.
And just manifest. Believe in yourself. Mm. The sky's the limit. You know.
Mm. What do you think are? Because I feel like people believing in themselves and finding that confidence, I feel like for some people it could be very challenging. So, like, what are some, like, what are steps would you say people can take to, like, build that self-confidence?
Well, some things that have been helpful for me is, like, getting out in nature, spending less time on my phone, taking phone breaks during the day, trying to eat all organic and, like, healthy and shit, try to not eat seed oils, you know, healthy habits and shit, just, you know, shit like that, I feel like hella helps. Don't drink, I guess, like shit.
No, yeah, or like, smoke.
Yeah, whatever, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, as much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I recently, I think it's been like six months to a year since I've like, maybe 6 months, since I drank liquor, like hard liquor.
Yeah.
And like, I just notice if like when I drink hard liquor, I just get so depressed after. Like, I can't be on that shit no more. And, like, I never was alcoholic. I just noticed, like, if I have any liquor, like, even if it's, like, a shot or two shots, it just really affects my vibration a lot because I'm, like, so sensitive now.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I just stay away. You feel me? Al Cool. It's a demon, man. Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's, like, liquor? Like, a word for liquor?
Alcohol is Al Cool, which is a demon. And it's in Arabic.
That's why they call it spirits.
Yeah, that's another reason why they call it
this
spirits.
Is that real podcast shit, you feel me?
That's that real silk talk right here. It's this real silky right here, man.
No, I love that. I didn't know that it was called that in Arabic. That's so
I just
cool.
found that out. Shit.
Yeah.
Don't come for me, FBI.
Let's tap into some of these comments real quick.
Let's do it. Let's read some.
Ash Galago said he's going to be big. They talking about you. A part
he's
two, please.
Big. He's already big.
A part two, please. You guys should make a song together. I'd love that. Honeymoon in the building. What up, Honeymoon? Honeymoon said, y'all spitting.
For real. Sure.
Another one said, Blurry Music the best. I need an album. Album on the way, right, gang?
How many songs is it going
to
be?
Yeah, 8 to 12. 8 to 12 songs.
8 to 12 album songs. On the way.
Let me say what's up to them, man. Appreciate y'all for watching. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me this is going to be on YouTube. Yes, this will be on YouTube.
On the
We're
Silk
supposed
Tech,
to live stream on
Silk
YouTube.
Silk Talk Podcast YouTube channel, man.
Actually, to the contrary, it's actually the BKO Season YouTube channel.
Okay.
But shit. It will be titled Silk Talk Podcast. BKO Season is the best label in the world. BKO Season is my independent record label that I founded a couple years back. So it's going to be on the BKO Season YouTube channel. The link will be in bio. We had some technical difficulties with the live stream.
But that shit didn't stop us because we're in high-ass
vibration. It didn't stop us
because
we hustlers, we grinders. In life, this is what happens sometimes. Sometimes, you know, things don't go the way you got them planned out.
Sometimes don't go the best, but we figure out how to bounce back every time, man.
Every time, you know what I'm saying?
I'm harder every
time. These
clips
are going to be fire to edit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to collab with?
Who do you
want
to collab with?
Should if I had three collabs, man, let's do some different ones. Let's switch them up. Let's do, like, Sway Lee, Post Malone.
Ooh.
Wow.
And fucking Uzi.
That's a cool, unique trio.
Sway Lee.
I think
love to see that.
Sway Lee and Post Malone, they actually just got like I heard it's like the first double diamond record.
Yeah.
Double diamond.
That's crazy. That's
on like
a real
one of their Spider-Man joints.
A real accomplishment.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sunflower, I bet.
Yeah. Sunflower. Yeah. It went double diamond.
That's sick. Probably has like billions, that means.
We're about to cut the Instagram live stream.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at the TikTok real quick and then we're gonna wrap up on the YouTube end. So appreciate y'all for tuning in. You wanna say peace out to the IG live stream?
Peace out, guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for watching and I'll see you guys soon. Love y'all. Love Blur out.
Make sure you hit that link in our bio. Make sure you follow us. Be sure to follow me, Honor the Deity. Follow your host, Divinity.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in the IG bio. Peace. IG live. Have a good one. All right, cool. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
I have this app that I'm going to share with you. I feel like I want to share it with you. It's like frequencies, so you can play them. like it's like an app you download and they just play these frequencies.
After the interview, you gotta put me on for
it. Yeah, you would really like it. It's a free app, and I just listen to it like when I feel like I need my energy to be recharged. When I just feel like I don't want to listen to music, I don't want to like. Sometimes I could perceive so many things at once, and my brain could be so full. Like ADHD, I have that too. So like when I play these frequencies, my brain like relaxes, and like I'm not thinking about shit. So I feel like you would benefit from that. So I'll share it with you.
That's hella love.
Woody. Yeah, you would like that a lot.
What? The paper bag you keep putting
oh,
over
I'm
there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're hogging it.
I'm not gonna lie. It was really hard for me to like do the podcast today. I was like, I'm doing hella shit. Like, Healing with Divinity, like, since I study herbs, I have a lot of people that hit me up on IG and, like, want to do consultations with me and, like, want me to, like, study. Like, since I'm studying herbs, they need help with, like, certain body systems, like heart, or, like, I have some people for anxiety. And, like, I've been having to do a lot of back-end research and, like, help heal people. And I'm, like, it's been taking a lot of my own energy that I'm not used to because I only been studying herbs for, like, almost probably a year. And, like, a lot of people are hitting me up to, like, help them. And, like, I'm ready for it. I've been put on this earth to help people in this way. But it's just, like, I need to learn to balance it more. And I'm just having a hard time doing that right now because I just want to help everyone. So I'm definitely, like, in the process of trying to find more balance. So it was a little hard for me to come to the podcast today. But I'm actually being here and, like, talking and, like, having this experience has been really good for me right now. Like, I appreciate both of you for real.
Yeah, I had to drag her out of bed, man. She was not trying to get out of bed.
In tears. I was like, I can't do this.
I'm like, yo, we got to be there in 30 minutes. She's like, I'm getting up. Like, huh?
Are we still recording? Yeah, are we? Oh, okay. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, I had to drag Shorty out of bed. We still recording on your end? Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I had to drag her out of bed and stuff. But wait, we're here, though.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I feel like... Even though I've been having these times where I feel like my energy is being a little drained, like what's helping me gain my energy back is like realizing these positive experiences, like us talking today and like seeing our friend Marilyn that like grows vegetables and like she gave us some of her vegetables from her garden and like we got some like limes and lemons from her tree and it was just like so nice. Oh, so nice. I feel like those positive oranges. Just like those positive experiences really help balance like me just giving my energy out a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
I need to remember that. I personally need to remember that more instead of like focusing on like how much I'm doing. Like I'm also getting things back as well. I just got to remember that.
Indubitably. Mm-hmm. Indubitably. Awesome, man. Well, I'm happy we made this work, man.
Another
Soak Top Podcast, episode 17. Tuning in live from Mix Recording Studios. Big shout out to Lil Blurry, man.
Lil Blurry and his team.
Love
thank
y'all,
so
man.
Much, man.
Let's
fucking appreciate you.
Yo, Lil Blurry, you could have been anywhere in the world, man. But you right here right now with us. We appreciate you for that, bro.
Appreciate
and,
you, bro.
You know, we're looking forward to continuing to, you know, grow with you, build with you, and nurture this new relationship, man, for real.
I know. You'll be back when your shit comes
out. We're definitely on the same path, bro. And, you know, this is a beautiful reflection and... You know, I'm just appreciative that, you know, you came out and you showed love, bro. You didn't have to, but you did. So thank you very much, man.
Of course,
appreciate
man.
It. Do you have any closing words for the people?
I love y'all. Chase your dreams and don't give up, man. Yeah. Love yourself, man. Let's get it.
Honor the deity. Once again, recording artists out here living in L.A. So Top Podcast is my baby. BKO Season, the best label in the world, is my baby. BKO Fest. We're going on a damn tour.
Fuck.
LA, New York, Boston. Y'all stay tuned for that. I Love You Too dropping soon. And I got a little something dropping for Valentine's Day. I ain't gonna cop. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. You already know what to do. Link in the
follow
bios.
Follow me too, man.
Captions.
Little Blurry
follow
on all social
blurry.
Media platforms.
Please follow Little Blurry.
At Little Blurry. The Little Blurry on Twitter. Little Blurry on YouTube. Little Blurry everywhere else. TikTok, just Blurry.
Little Blurry should start streaming too. She started doing Kick,
and Twitch, YouTube, all
that. To get on
all
that.
Three, man.
Those are like
all of them at the same time.
I'm banned on YouTube Live. Maybe y'all can help me fix that.
Oh man,
fuck! What'd you do?
Hey, if y'all could help,
I was just a kid.
With the
that's all.
YouTube Live. If y'all could help, you
I was underage.
That's
like
crazy.
13, and they banned me for being young.
Dang! Look at all. Look at all what we got in common. Lil Blurry banned off YouTube Live. We couldn't even go on YouTube Live. I don't know what happened.
For real.
But it's all good. We're going to have a nice HD video upload tomorrow. I'm just kidding.
I love you, too.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be fire.
You have any closing words for the people, Divinity?
Divinity's working on doing more. I'm in this group. It's called Healing. My God.
Healing with Divinity?
No. It's called LA Healing in the Park. And, like, we meet up, like, once a month, and we, like, do sound bowls, and we do yoga, and it's free, and people can come. So you should look it up, LA Healing in the Park on IG. I'm the yin yoga instructor for that, and it's just been really nice to connect to the community, like, offer a free space. Shout out Mooney. She's the one that put that together. She's the coordinator. And I'm just, like, yeah, I'm focusing on the self-love, too. Like, shout out Lil Blurry for, like, saying that, because it's true. We really need focus on self-love and just have that fucking tunnel vision and just keep moving forward and not let the haters affect us.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is a great episode. I'm very grateful for you guys.
A great episode. I love that. That's facts.
Even with the shit that happened.
Yeah, even with the technical difficulties.
We still bounce.
It's going to be fire ass clips to edit. I'm looking forward to it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, man.
Thank y'all so much, man. Still Talk Podcast, episode 17. We are out. We're going to see you next time, man.
Cut.
See you for V-Day. Stay tuned for the V-Day music.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Thank you.
Made it work.
Let's go.